Hello, it's Ashton Lewis.
And I'm Daphne Lynn.
And you are listening to the
NDE World Podcast.
Welcome to the NDE World Podcast. I am your host, Ashton Lewis. In the studio with me, my lovely hostess, Miss Daphne Lynn. Hello, Miss Daphne Lynn. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so very much. How are you?
I am awesome.
Awesome, correct?
Amazingly awesome, fantastically, absolutely, something. Yeah, whatever, I forgot.
I love it. That's all the best things to be.
Yeah. Hey, start throwing a bunch of adjectives. Just throw an adjective. Anytime somebody asks you something, how you feeling, throw an adjective in front of it.
Yeah.
You'll hear me say that a lot because it makes a difference.
It really does.
Which one sounds a little more appealing? Someone says, hey, how's it going? I'm doing good. You know?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm doing good. Or they ask you, hey, how's it going? You know? Oh, man, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
So if you listen to the podcast a lot,
you'll hear
that with my answers, it's usually a absolutely era. You know, or something. So I try to throw in those adjectives. Just, it doesn't mean anything, guys, but try it. You'd be surprised what difference it makes.
You know, and I love your little story that you told on one of the previous episodes about, you know, how somebody had told you to have an even better day.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to say.
I always wish a better day to somebody.
Yeah.
And if they tell you have a great day, man, you have a better one.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just a little simple, one little word difference, but you'd be surprised how that will stick in someone's mind. That was told to me by some guy in a mall when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay, I was in the local bookstore because I was a bookstore freak. I lived in bookstores growing up. Yeah, that's what I did. I went to the mall, hung out in bookstores. So I was on my way to the bookstore and I passed, I forgot what kind of store it was, but anyway, one of the salesmen, he's an older gentleman. At the time, he was older than me, being a teenager. And he was just kind of standing out front, and just somehow I was just kind of drawn to him. We just kind of started talking, and his energy, to be honest with you, I haven't felt any energy like that, at least up to that point, for sure, and not a whole lot since that point. It's just something about his energy, and I don't know. You know, but you know when you get around somebody that's just got a certain vibe, certain energy, certain kindness, certain something, but he just had something about him. And when we were ending our conversations, I tell him, man, you have a great day. He said, you have a better one. And it's just something about that comment, the way he said it, the intent with it, the look, the physiology, he was congruent, and the way it hit me and it went into me and my heart, my spirit, and it just, boom, right into the mind, and it just, you know, you can't get rid of that. It's a really good resonating thing. And it's a good tip you can probably share with anybody, really, to be honest with you.
Right. You know, with you saying that and the impression, the lasting impression that it's had on you, mm-hmm. I really think one of two things. One, he was an angel sent to inspire and uplift
people,
you.
Yeah.
To help you to carry that through your life, aspire to be like. Or two, with someone in your soul group for the same reason, to inspire and leave a lasting impression on you to set you on your walk.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
But one of the two, yeah.
That's a good point, because if you think about it, guys, just one nice thing you can say to anybody. You should practice every single day to say something nice to at least one person. At least one. Man, it should be everybody running, you know, run across with, or you're in contact with throughout your day or whatever. Man, practice on saying nice things to people. Uplift people. You know, you'd be surprised on, you know, what it could do to that person's life. I'm speaking from experience.
Oh, most definitely.
Like,
yeah.
I said, I'm almost 60, you know. And, in 2 or 3 years, a few years, you know. So, but the point is, you know, like I said, that happened when I was probably maybe 16, 17, you know. Maybe even 18. I don't know, but it seems like I was in my late teens, you know, because that's when I was actually going to the mall, you know. So, but anyway, just a, I don't know where that came from. Well, yeah, you had mentioned something about the story, but yeah. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to do things. Just be nice to people. You'd be surprised.
Be kind.
And like we've mentioned in this podcast, you don't know what that other person's going through in their life. Your words might even save their life.
Exactly.
Guys, you just don't know. So be nice.
Yes.
Say nice
stuff. Most definitely, yes.
Yeah, so guys, don't forget to go to the website, nde.world, for more information on who we are and what we do. There's all kind of cool stuff on there, and websites and Facebook groups and links and stuff to join. The bookstore. Everything is really on there. It's a really cool
The contact really cool button and the share your story button. Yes, most definitely reach out and, you know, let us know. You know, we do go on different groups and find guests that are wanting to share their experience and have them on that has been working. But we would love to hear directly from you. You know, reach out. Let us hear from you.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very
love
good.
It. Love it. Love it. We look forward to it.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Again, that is nde.world. Now, let's jump into chapter 9
of the Udo book
we've been going over in this series. This has been really coming along really great. It's really making a lot of sense and resonating, but we're going to get some really, really good stuff today.
Yes, this is what I've been waiting for, looking forward to. We have covered a lot of ground already, and just learning about the mind and the ego, and, you know, being able to separate the mind and ego and yourself from the ego. But, you know, we've grown and learned so much. How do you put into practice? What do you do? Now we're getting into the meat of it. So we have some practical spiritual practices. So I'm looking forward to learning, if I don't know this already, some of it, about this chapter, about the practices that we can do.
Oh, yeah. And we can always, always learn. No matter how much we know, we can always learn. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, and now before we actually dive into it, I just want to reiterate bullet points of what we've covered so far for those who are, you know, just coming in. In this concept of Udo, this universal divine oneness, okay, getting back to the oneness that we all are, okay, and being able to break away from the illusion of separation and understanding what that ego is and how that fits into play, we've got steps, a process, okay? So far, we've covered the actual getting into the right mindset, okay? Start to balance yourself in harmony with the universal laws, okay? Start acknowledging them, putting them into practice. Start being mindful of, you know, what we call a diet, what goes into the body, what goes through the eyes, the senses, the hearing, you know, more especially even the food that you put into your body, you know? We've covered that, so keep that in mind. Also, meditation and mindfulness, which we're actually going to start breaking down some of the actual techniques today. And not only meditation and mindfulness, but there are spiritual virtues that you need to start incorporating and start practicing in, you know, in your daily lives as well. And the other element that we actually covered in a previous episode as well, the latest actually, was the spiritual virtues, okay? And it talks about how to incorporate love, compassion, humility, and mindfulness into our lives. So today we're going to be looking at actual practices, you know, some practical spiritual practices and daily habits for people to start practicing, you know, if they want to start getting into this habit of oneness, okay?
Right. And, you know, it beautifully ties in with the universal law of growth.
Yeah, we got to grow. You got to grow. You got to grow.
Everything
is growing.
It's growing. Everything is life. So the universal law of growth emphasizes that everything in life has a natural tendency to grow and expand. This principle suggests that growth is an inherent aspect of the universe, encompassing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual dimensions. It highlights the importance of nurturing and cultivating positive qualities, experiences, and relationships to foster personal and collective development. And by aligning with the law of growth, we can unlock our full potential, expand our horizons, and create a life of purpose and fulfillment, both for ourselves and for those around us.
Yeah, I like that. And I like how it mentioned the actual, those elements of the senses as dimensions, different dimensions, like the dimension of thought, the dimension of sight, the dimension of hearing, you know. These are all different realms and worlds of their own. Like the world of sound is its own world. It's its own kingdom, you know.
Right.
So I
it's
like
a vibration.
How it, I like, yes, I like how it mentioned it there. That's a dimension, the dimension of. So
yes,
that's cool.
Most definitely.
Okay, well, good deal. That's just letting you know, guys, keep in mind this is all about growth. It's about spiritual growth.
Development
so,
of your higher self.
Yeah.
To get to your higher self.
For the oneness and the enlightenment. So,
yes.
So that's what this is all about. Now, when you're doing this kind of stuff, you're going to have to understand, you know, you have to get in the right mindset, but it has to be a daily practice. Just like if you were practicing anything in your life that you're trying to learn, you're going to have to put it into practice. It's not a one-time thing. You learn it, I'm good to go. No, it's something that you're going to have to keep doing daily and all, you know, it's something you're going to have to do regularly and daily, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look into it now. These spiritual practices, achieving universal divine oneness, involves more than theoretical understanding. It requires the integration of practical spiritual practices into our daily lives. This chapter provides a comprehensive guide to various spiritual practices that support the journey towards oneness.
All right.
We will explore meditation, breath work, grounding techniques, and other practical exercises designed to enhance our spiritual connection and foster a deeper sense of unity with the divine.
Yes, and that's what it's about, is reconnecting with the divine within ourselves, the highest of divine, the all that is.
Yeah, so we can be the greatest good to humanity.
Yes, to each other.
Yeah.
To the oneness of all that is.
Yeah, it's the God within. And if people realize their God and act like their God, they would be more loved, because if God is love, then people would be more loving.
Right.
If people identify as sinners, well, that's a dark energy. That's a that's your identity. Guess what? You're not going to change. You're going to keep doing things because in somewhere deep within your subconscious, you identify as a bad person, a sinner, good for nothing. You know, God is this individual person way out in the middle of nowhere, somewhere out there that nobody can get to unless they go this certain way. No.
But you know, you just really reminded me of an example of that mindset. And several people that I know feel this way. And it's just in talking about spiritual things with the people that I know, they're like, oh, well, I'm not worthy to go before God. And, you know, I'm just a sinner. I'm no good.
That's a conditioning.
That's a conditioning. That's where we have to really
encourage
bring
them.
The awareness forward that, you know, hey, did the Creator not create everything and everything was good, is good?
Yeah.
There is no bad. So that's just the control of the religions telling you that you're not worthy. You're not good.
Yeah.
Because the Creator knows otherwise. Because you are an extension. We all are extensions of that great divine essence.
Right. Once you realize this, you want to be your best. You want to achieve the highest. You want to be the most Christ conscious person that you can. You know, you want to vibrate at those high vibrations, of course.
And it starts with getting the mind right.
It does. It does. It really does. So how can we work on the mind? You know, on you know, there is the universal mind, okay, and we all tap into that mind. So let's take a look at a couple of meditation techniques. Now the one's gonna be mindfulness meditation, okay. And the other one's going to be loving kindness meditations, all right? And keep in mind, there are no rules with meditation. Anything can be used as a meditation, anything to relax, anything to get away, you know, but there are no hard set rules in meditation. And I promise we're going to be covering the concept of meditation and techniques like that. I'm probably for the, you know, the rest of this series, I'm sure, because it's such an important part of, you know, of growth.
It really is. And, you know, I'm going to say this before we get started on some of these practices, because each one of our guests, almost every single one of them, have said they have some type of meditation practice that they do to help them reconnect with the divine, the one. So they all encourage it as well. So thank you, all of our guests that have said practice some form of meditation. So we're going through these steps and different meditations that some may not be aware of that you can incorporate into your daily.
I like that. I like how you said that. Also, keep in mind that meditation, you know, it's not a mystery. It's not a mysterious word. I mean, a lot of people go, oh, meditation. No, it's just really a word to do mind work, you know, mindfulness work and things like that. So a lot of people want to get into meditations and things like that and don't know how, don't know where to start. This would be perfect for entry work, okay? This is for beginners to really just kind of start putting things into practice. There are deeper and all different types of forms of meditations. Okay, let's take a look at the first one. The role of meditation. Meditation is a cornerstone of spiritual practice, offering a means to quiet the mind, connect with the inner self, and achieve a state of heightened awareness. It helps in cultivating inner peace, clarity, and alignment with universal consciousness. Now, let's take a look at the two types of meditation that we're going to be covering in today's episode. The first one is called mindfulness meditation. So let's take a look at what it is and how we can put it into practice. So mindfulness meditation involves focusing on the present moment with a non-judgmental attitude. This practice helps increase awareness of thoughts, feelings, and sensations, fostering a deeper connection to the here and now.
Yes, it's all about getting in that ever-present moment of now.
Yeah.
The eternal now moment.
Absolutely.
You know, and I want to really bring this out because we have a lot of people joining in that may be coming from religion in their mind. Oh, well, meditation is something we shouldn't be doing. But
all the masters
from
meditated.
A biblical standpoint, in Joshua, it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it night and day. So meditation is in the Bible.
Yeah.
For those that say, oh, I can't do that. That's not what I need to be doing. It is in the Bible throughout. In Psalms, meditate on your precepts and consider your ways.
Yeah.
You know,
Solomon spoke of meditation,
yes,
meditations of the heart, you know. And
exactly. So meditation is in the holy writings.
I like how you said that. And now, this is not a religious channel. You know, we're open to all that. And we're here to share more of a oneness, not really a religion. Love is our religion.
Exactly,
you know, we
yeah.
teach the religion of love and universal oneness, and not about judgment, torture, and hellfire, and things like that.
Right.
We build this foundation on firsthand live experiences and things like that as well.
Exactly, so, yes.
But like you'd mentioned earlier, meditation, okay, we have to keep in mind that meditation is also what we call in today's world prayer. However, when you pray, you're praying out. You're praying external. You're praying to what you think is out there. That there's, you know, there, God is out there, and you do your obeisance to out there. You worship something that's out there. You have to
external.
Go through an idol to get to what's out there. You have to go through maybe a demigod to get to what's out there. You have to go through this church to get to what's out there. You have to go through this Bible to get through this what's out there.
You have to go to a mediator.
Yeah, anything like that, guys. You're on the wrong path, whether you like it or not. Okay, why? Because it's internal. Okay,
right.
And the difference between prayer and meditation, which is what Yeshua, the real Yeshua, did. He meditated. Okay. Didn't get on his knees and hold his hands together and pray and want stuff. No. You got to understand that these masters, you know, because he spent a lot of time and work down in India, and
Tibet.
And also Tibet. And also this man was trained, okay, by the masters.
Right.
So he was a master at meditation as well. So keep that in mind. And meditation is about going within yourself, and quieting the mind and finding the God within you. This is what the real Jesus taught.
Right. And, you know, I can remember myself when I first came out of religion, you know, I thought meditation and all that stuff, that's hoodoo garbage. I don't even need to be even thinking about
it. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm coming from my experiences with the different things that I have learned through my practices and my growth and sharing it. It is so enlightening. It really helps you to go within. And that's what so many of these masters have taught, is to go within, reflect within, meditate, go into a deep thought, deep prayer about yourself to find answers.
Keep in mind also, pun intended, huh? Just make sure to understand that, you know, there are elements that are part of this process that you're going to have to work on, you know, and we'll share that with you. But let's look at mindfulness meditation steps, okay? Number one, find a comfortable seated position with your back straight, all right? It has to be, make sure you're comfortable, guys.
Are all the energy points aligned?
Yeah. Number two, close your eyes and take several deep breaths to center yourself, okay? You can also... at this time, it says, bring your attention next. Number three, bring your attention to your breath, noticing its natural rhythm. Number four, observe any thoughts or sensations that arise without judgment. Number five, gently return your focus to your breath whenever your mind wanders. Okay, let's break this down a little bit. So basically, just get in a comfortable position, preferably sitting down where you're grounded to the earth, if you can. If not, any room would be fine. Main thing is the position. Mm-hmm. Make sure the back is straight up and aligned for the energy centers to be open. And of course, close your eyes. We're going to be focusing on the breath, you know, take in some gentle deep breaths and release and things like that. But you can also, while you start to focus on that breath, there's a few things to keep in mind, guys. Number one, the mind's going to start throwing in all of these kind of crazy thoughts of this happening and what about that and I need to do this and this is going on and that's happening and this flying through and
did I turn whatever. The coffee pot off? Did I do this?
Yeah.
I gotta do that. I need to do this.
Yeah. So keep in mind, when you start to close your eyes and breathe in to calm the mind, the mind is naturally programmed or naturally to just to keep running. So it's not its fault. Okay. They call it the monkey mind.
The ego is over.
Yeah. And it's fine. Just let it do what it's going to do. Don't judge it. That's what the mind does. You know, we just want to let it calm down and then we're going to get it back in harmony where it needs to be. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So you can do that. But another thing, guys, focus on a sound. If there is a sound around you, that also can take you into a, you know, focused state, because you're giving the mind something to do. And as long as you're either like, that's focusing on breath and the breathing, like the coming in through the nostrils or going out, that's a focus, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're focused on something, the harder it is to be wondering.
Mind chatter.
Yeah. And also, here's a little thing, guys. I started just practicing it because I just actually learned it just a couple of days ago. So I can't really speak 1,000% that it works, but I tried it and it works, but I've only tried it once or twice. Well, 1.5 times technically, because the first time I did it, I didn't really do it, but I tried it again and it actually worked. I read the comments on, I actually got it from a meditation video, and they had like thousands of comments and everybody said, it works, it works, it works, it works. Well, I'm like, okay, I'll try it. Now, the video was about how to reach the state of thoughtlessness, okay? And that's what this is. It's a matter of getting to the clear state of
controlling
nothing.
Your mind.
Yeah.
You controlling your mind.
Where there's not thoughts flying everywhere, you know. And there's really technically no such thing as thoughtlessness, because even that's a state, because you'll be thinking of something either way. I forgot how they explained it, but he said, ask the simple question, what will I be thinking of next? And just be quiet. Because the mind cannot dwell while it's trying to answer something. It can't. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I like that.
I took a bunch of notes, so they're here somewhere. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, that is so good. You know, I love that thought, pun intended, that, because literally, I didn't realize that I was doing this, but like a lot of times when I'm doing my little meditations, mm-hmm. I'll ask, what is of the highest good for me to know? And mm-hmm. it's like I sit and I wait, and it's like the mind just goes, whoosh,
mm-hmm.
and goes to waiting for the answer to come. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to feel it internally. So yeah, that is a great idea to really do. And I didn't even realize I was doing that. Really ask a question, whatever your question is, and wait for the answer, because it calms the monkey mind.
And it's not just any question, you know, because if you ask any question, then, you know, it'll bring you the answer to that question. You're not really wanting to ask any question. The way this is structured up, it's the specific question of what will I think of next?
Right,
or what will I be thinking of next? And guess what?
It calms the mind,
It can't answer that. You shut the mind up. What am I going to be thinking of next? It can't answer, because you're not purposely, willfully creating these thoughts. You know?
Right, yeah. I really like that.
It's that specific question. You know, what will I be thinking of next? Or what's my next thought? You know, and just get quiet. If you'll still ask a few more thoughts trying to trickle in, ask it again. Well, what's my next thought?
Right,
and if it asks that just a couple of times, the next thing you know, it's like it puts the mind in some kind of like a kind of a thoughtless loop.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now you can kind of focus
controlling your mind.
Correct. Yeah. Now, and that's the point. You can insert your affirmation, you know, like,
yes,
I
your
am
mantras.
One with the mm-hmm. divine, or
yes.
I am, you know, all of these things. I am love. I love all people. I am compassion. I love compassion. I'll deserve compassion, or whatever, you know, like all these virtues that we're learning. You know,
right.
When you're in these states of altered states of meditation, that's the time to implant these virtues or these actual positive affirmations, because the mind is open for commands. You know,
it's not
going to take any kind of command or anything, but if you've got all kind of stuff going on, so you have to willfully, deliberately get away from the everyday rat race life, find a quiet spot, sit down, rest the mind, get the mind clear. Once you got an open mind, that's when you start building up your affirmations. Okay.
Yeah.
But take one affirmation at a time. You can do 50 or 100 if you want at a time, but I would recommend one and just doing it over. I would rather do one, you know, 10,000 times than 10,000
and it really resonates
one
and
time.
You start being that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I really like that. That was very well said. One of the little things that I've done throughout my walk, and this is something that we can all do, is sit down and on a piece of paper write, I am. And then go through the alphabet or just whatever comes to your mind. You know, I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I am happiness. I am one. I am the divine. You know, whatever comes after I am.
Yeah.
You know,
and make sure it's constructive. It has to be a constructive, positive, you know.
Yes, that positive of the love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it's this little thing to help us to grow and have little mantras or little
affirmations
to say throughout the day or through meditations.
Yeah, yeah. And for what it's worth, guys, we have got a whole section on affirmations. In fact, on our website, and we'll be covering here on this program as well, not right now, but as part of this, but it's going to be a few episodes down, just tons and tons of affirmations. Affirmations
for this, for that,
anything you want to do, you can change your life with an affirmation, guys.
Yes, and if you really can't think of something to use, there are all kind of affirmation apps out there. I am, believe. I mean, these are just a couple of the ones that I've used, you know, and you can have it auditory to where you can have it played, or it's, you know, little affirmations that you swipe through and read. I mean, there are so many apps to help you in your walk.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, let's move on, Daphne, because this next part really ties in with what you just said.
Okay.
Let's take a look at loving kindness meditation. Okay, this is another meditation you guys can practice on, okay? Because remember, we're talking about, you know, love, compassion, humility, all these things, loving kindness, joy, you know, giving, these humility, all these positive, constructive, towards oneness, divine, you know, spirituality and enlightenment, we have to practice. Well, guess what? In meditation is when you want to start working on these and incorporate them in the style or the form of mantras and, you know, affirmations. Let's take a look.
Right, right.
Loving kindness meditation, okay, focuses on cultivating feelings of love and compassion towards oneself and others.
Yes.
This practice enhances emotional resilience and fosters a sense of interconnectedness.
Yes.
So, so when do we start to practice these virtues? Well, in our meditations now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how to do it. When you want to practice this actual loving kindness or the actual, you know, love, compassion, humility, all of these virtues, anything, it doesn't matter which ones. I'm just using these as part of this system because we've talked about them. Okay, remember like we mentioned earlier, get into a comfortable position, okay? Sit very comfortably with your eyes closed, okay? And begin by directing loving kindness towards yourself. All right, here comes an affirmation, guys. Repeat the phrase such as, I am happy to be me. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. Okay? Or may I be happy or anything. That's the example it's using here. But you can use any kind of affirmation.
Definitely.
That I am happiness. Or,
exactly. Yes. That's what I was going to suggest.
You know,
sure.
All people are deserve happiness. You know, I am a happy vessel to pour out happiness into the world. Or, you know, trust me, if you believe it within your mind and you identify it, you will become that. That is the power of this, guys. You can change your world with this mindset.
I am happiness, and my cup runs over with happiness into the world.
Flows over abundantly, and it never runs out.
Right, yeah. That's just an example.
I'm overflowing with happiness.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. How many people that's listening, or anybody out there, do you really do this every day? You know, do you even do it just in your regular walk, just walking around, talking, doing your daily walk? No. Now, imagine if you deliberately every day practiced and sat down, you know, and you're going to have to keep it regularly like a practice every day, you know, find that time and stick with it and get into these different altered states and meditative states and start telling yourself that you are a loving soul, you are happy, and you are kind and full of compassion. Once it's in the mind, if the mind believes it, you can achieve it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And it applies to all areas of your life. If you say, I don't have this, I don't have that, that's you saying what you have. Your words, your thoughts create
your
reality. So you're speaking it into existence.
That's right.
So if you're saying, oh, I'm depressed, I have anxiety, I have this, you're
going to
have it because it's the mind.
Correct.
The mind controls
reality.
Reality. So that's where we have to start doing the more positive thoughts and meditations to bring the higher, the light, the love, instead of the world that we live in where we see so many people suffering because we are creating our own realities. We have to create a better internal for it to overflow externally.
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind, guys, if you have the right mindset, you're incorporating the universal laws of self-discipline, self-responsibility, okay? You're eating right. You're eating raw food, live food that's putting the energy in. You're out moving daily in the sun, soaking up air, you know, grounding on Mother Earth the whole time, okay? And you're meditating and you're putting this information into your mind, okay? I am love. I am love. I love all. I am happy. My cup overflows into the world of happy, you know, to make everyone happy. What is this going to do to you? Your vibration is going to start going up. Up, 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 and you're going to be vibrating at a whole different level.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, and I didn't even realize it, but what I was just saying, thank you, Spirit, for the direction on this. But the step three in this practice is gradually extend these wishes to others.
Yeah.
Start with loved ones, then acquaintances, and eventually all beings. That is that cup overflowing that we're talking about.
Correct. So you start with yourself, within yourself, and you start building up this mindset that you are love, or you are happiness, you are compassion, you are humility, okay? And you are to share that with others.
Extending it to others,
So we can all be one, you know, and that's what you're pouring out, like you said. And then extend this out to others during this meditation. Extend it out to your family.
Yes.
Extend it out to your friends, your workmates, your acquaintance, the whole world.
Yes.
And then like it says, conclude by envisioning a sense of universal love enveloping everyone, the whole world, even Mother Earth.
That's what we're saying. That's how we change our world.
Yeah.
Start within so it can overflow out into the world.
Absolutely.
Collective of everything. It starts with self, but we are collective as well.
Right, right. Now, it says here how to establish a meditation routine. Consistency is the key to experiencing the full benefits of meditation, guys. You can't do it once or twice. It is an everyday lifestyle from here on out. It's like eating. It has to be part of your spirit, spiritually feeding, you know, the spirit. Establish a daily routine by setting aside dedicated time for practice, whether in the morning or evening. Start with shorter sessions and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable.
Yes, because if you have a busy, hectic life, a lot of stuff going on inside the home, you're not going to have a whole lot of time, what you're telling yourself, to do this.
Yeah.
So it starts with a small meditation, a small just being present in the moment.
Getting into the practice.
Just doing it repeated over and over. And then
it
will get easier and longer. And you find this is a peaceful time that, you know, hey.
You want to do it.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Okay, now the next thing to keep in mind is our breath work, guys. We've got to keep in mind what breath work is, all right? The human breath is our connection to God. It's the connection to the spirit because, you know.
It's air.
The spirit of air. The breath is the breath of life. And the breath of life is in all of us, all of humanity. All of the animals, all of earth, all of life has that breath, what we call the breath of life, okay? Some call it the breath of God, but it's that energy, that source, that air, or that whatever you want to call it, that connects all of us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our connection, so it's important to understand that connection and how that, you know, works. If we are all connected by breath and air, then let's look at some techniques on how we can work on our own breathing to help alter our states and to get us into that really relaxed, deep, you know, meditative state. There's a couple of different breathing techniques we'll look at real quick here. One's deep breathing, and the other one is alternate nostril breathing. And we're going to kind of run through these real quick here just to kind of give you guys an idea. Now, the importance of breath work. Breath work involves conscious control of the breath to influence physical, emotional, and spiritual states. Mm-hmm. It helps calm the nervous system, improve focus, and release stored tension or emotions. Let's take a look at deep breathing. Now, deep breathing, also known as diaphragmatic breathing, that's a mouthful there.
It must have
promotes relaxation and reduces stress. Now, it encourages full oxygenation of the body and helps anchor the mind in the present moment. Keep that in mind, guys. When you're oxygenating the body with deep breath, you're bringing that oxygen in, rejuvenating those cells. Okay, what's it going to do to your energy? Okay, oxygen, that life, that breath, what we call God, that spirit, when you're breathing it, purposely breathing it in, okay, deliberately, and then doing these diaphragm breath techniques and stuff like that, you know, it's going to actually alter your state, you know?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
You know, I like the way this brings it out too, is, you know, when you practice this breath work, it actually calms your nervous system. It improves your focus and helps release those stored tensions and negative emotions.
Right.
It is a healing to the body.
Right. And keep in mind, the reason why you want to do that is because you're trying to get close as you can to a spiritual state. You know, physical state is going to be a denser, or heavier, holding you down. You know, that's why when you do these meditations, you know, relax your body parts too, you know.
Right.
Stretch out your hands and your arms and just relax them and do it with your neck and shoulders all the way down to your feet. You know, just relax the body as much as you can tense it up and relax it, focus on each part, and it's all about relaxation. So
right,
if you are oxygenating, like I said, and just breathing all that pure air purposely, deliberately breathing, then you can oxygenate the blood, and that's going to help, you know, with the, you know, calming everything down as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
To lighten and getting away from that physical into the more of the spiritual mode.
Right. You know? Exactly.
So how can you do that? Well, basic meditation, like we mentioned earlier, you sit or lie down in a comfortable position. And this one, you can place one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your abdomen to rise while keeping your chest still. Okay. Exhale slowly through your mouth, feeling your abdomen fall. So keep that in mind. Typically when we breathe, it's more chest breathing, but mm-hmm. this type of specific breathing, you have to breathe through the diaphragm, and that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. It says repeat this process for several minutes, focusing on the sensation of your breath. Now, when you do this, when you're going into that meditation and practicing that, you usually open up with breath work. You know, you'll start right. doing some kind of breathing and relaxing yourself with the actual breathing. So that's what that's about. There's also the alternate nostril breathing. Let's take a look at it. It says the alternate nostril breathing, okay, balances the energies in the body and calms the mind. It is particularly useful for reducing anxiety and promoting mental clarity. See how this all works. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you do it? Sit comfortably with your spine straight. Use your right thumb to close off your right nostril. Inhale deeply through your left nostril. Close your left nostril with your right ring finger and release your right nostril. Exhale slowly through your right nostril. Inhale through your right nostril, then close it and exhale through your left nostril. Repeat this cycle for several minutes. Okay, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of breathing, you know, through each nostril. You alternate whichever one you're breathing through. Close off the opposite. Yeah.
It's actually working both sides of the brain.
Correct. Correct.
And the body.
And it's supposed to help to oxygenate right. both hemispheres. Yeah. Yes, very yes, good. Yes. And how do you do this in your daily life? It says incorporate breath work exercises into your daily routine, especially during moments of stress or when you need to refocus. Practice deep breathing before starting your day, during breaks, or before meditation to enhance its effects.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it's what brings to my mind is, you know, throughout my life, I've always heard, you know, if you get upset or whatever, you know, take a good deep breath and hold it,
right.
count to 10, and then release it, you know. So that's giving the mind something to do to release that negative.
Yeah.
Whatever it may have been, just inhale good deep breath, clear the mind, hold it, and then release.
Yeah.
Release it back into the air. So.
Good point.
Which is spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this next part is so, so important, and so many people overlook it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
There is an awakening, however. There are a lot of people who do understand, you know, the seriousness of this next subject. And let's just dive into it. It's called grounding. Okay. And grounding is the concept of reconnecting with Mother Earth to balance out your energies, you know, to discharge yes. the negative energies and to draw up the positive and to keep energies balanced, you know. Mm-hmm. So there is even a science behind all this, you know. So,
most definitely.
So grounding is something very serious. So let's take a look at that. Daphne, anything you want to say before we start?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I discovered a few years back, and it's really helped me in my walk. And we really have to think about how connecting to Mother and her energies can help us and balance everything back out, stabilize us in our physical. So from time we start to walk, shoes are put on our feet to disconnect us from Mother.
Mm-hmm.
There's concrete everywhere you go. I mean, there's all
pavement,
means
blacktop, huh?
to disconnect us from Mother. Take your shoes off. Get off the concrete. Get on Mother. Get on the earth to just connect, to feel, and just let your mind go, because there's such a healing in being able to ground.
There is.
I mean, it really is. If you can get outside for 5 minutes at a time, put your feet on Mother, Oh my goodness, it really makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And if you're fortunate enough, you can get to a place where you can be out in nature, you know, do your meditations out on Mother while grounding, you know, to sit on Mother and, you know, go at it, because you can bet that's what these masters did.
You can bet
they were all, you know, and in fact, a lot of them lived alone in the wilderness, in the mountains, in caves, in, you know, the natural concrete jungle world.
Like it is now, yeah.
Yeah, so they had that understanding of grounding. So let's look at that, the purpose of grounding, okay? Now, grounding techniques connect us to the Earth's energies, providing stability and balance, okay? They help us feel centered, reduce anxiety, and promote a sense of safety and security, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a couple of ways we can do some grounding techniques. One, walking barefoot, like Daphne mentioned earlier.
Take your shoes and socks off and get on Mother.
Get on it, yes, get on it. Sit down out there, walk around on it, just whatever you've got to do, lay down on it.
And I'm going to say this, your feet, if you don't do this, may be sensitive to the ground because you've had shoes on for so long. It's okay. Just kind of sit there, feel the ground, walk a little bit on it. Your feet will toughen up. Me, when I get home from work, my shoes, that's the first thing. My shoes come off and I'm free. I got to disconnect from the real world and get back to nature.
Yeah, yeah. So it says here that walking barefoot on natural surfaces such as grass or soil.
Oh, yeah.
It allows you to directly connect with the Earth's energy. You got to understand that Mother Earth is alive and she puts out a certain energy that we need to vibrate off of. Okay.
Yes.
If we're being blocked from her energy, being blocked from feeding off of her breast, from the food that she produces, guess what? We're screwing all of our energies up.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not. It says here that when you do this, as far as walking and being out grounding, this practice promotes grounding and helps release accumulated tension.
Yeah.
So how do you do this? Let's go over our practice steps here. Number one, find a natural surface where you can walk barefoot. Okay. Take slow, mindful steps, paying attention to the sensations under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on feeling the ground and the connection between your body and the earth. Walk for several minutes, as much as you can, allowing yourself to fully experience the grounding effects.
Oh, yeah. It literally discharges the body from the negative.
Yeah.
You know, like lightning, you know, feeds and all the things, the miraculous things that lightning does for Mother Earth. You are that conductor as well. And Mother is that conductor, you know, pulling all that negative out of us. So get out there, put your feet on earth, put your hands on earth.
Lay down.
That's what exactly I was going to say. Lay down on earth. Just get a full body sensation of what it's like to be connected to Mother.
And what did humans do when they were created, when we were first here, you know? We don't know.
Right.
But I do know we didn't have all the modern world things that we've got that it gets in the way of spirituality. That I do know, because these are all man-made things, you see?
Right.
But I'm always picturing things in the natural world, like we mentioned earlier. And, you know, just being in that natural world, humans are going to naturally always be connected to Mother Earth, always being in a natural vibration, a good vibration, and sleeping on Mother Earth every night. Think about that. If you're lying down on her every night, what is that doing to the body?
Yes.
You know, so we've gotten away from our true connection to reality, Mother Earth, that vibration and everything, you know?
Yes, yes. You know, and being connected to Mother is essential for our growth as well and for our balance. So this next step I really like, and I like to incorporate it into my meditations, is the visualization of grounding.
Let's try that. Let's take a look at that. Yeah. Now, a lot of people can't be around the natural world because they live in an area where man has come in and pretty much covered up all the natural world. So you may not have natural stuff around you. Well, what do you do? Well, there are techniques during your meditation practices that we mentioned earlier that you can incorporate visualization techniques. And visualization is very important, too, when you're doing meditations, by the way.
Right, right. The way this brings it out is, you know, that grounding visualization involves imagine yourself being connected to Earth's energy through a grounding cord or root. This technique helps anchor your energy and provides a sense of stability. Now, what I like to do with my meditations is I see myself as a seed in Mother Earth, some form of tree, whatever you make it to be. You start sprouting. You're growing through Mother. You are connected
through
Mother.
Up and down.
Yes, your roots go down and you pop out of the out of Earth, and then you're into the etheric. You are part of
the spirit
form. Yes. Mm-hmm. So be both in your visualization of grounding. You're connected to Mother and to Spirit reaching up into the heavens.
Right, right. And you're a temple, guys, is of Mother. Okay? Your body is of Mother. And, you know, that's, you're only going to be able to take care of the body by, you know, having that relationship with your Mother, Mother Earth. Now, the spirit is the Father, or the spiritual, that world is the Father. So,
mm-hmm.
you have to get a good physical grounding with your Mother, mm-hmm. you know. And like I said earlier, what if you have a child that's healthy from healthy parents, that's feeding them healthy food? What are they going to be vibrating at, you know?
Right.
So now when you want to do some visualization grounding, like it says here, visualize when you're in your meditative state. Visualize a grounding cord extending from the base of your spine or feet into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you can do like some of the techniques like Daphne had mentioned earlier. It's visualization, whatever works. It could be a tree. A tree is very grounded in the earth.
Even see yourself laying on Mother. And roots coming out from every part of your body that's touching Mother and going into her. Or if you see yourself standing, roots coming out from your feet, going into Mother, connecting you to her, that spirit form above. You know, you've got to be connected to both. If you cannot physically do it, even if you can physically do it, see yourself doing this. It really is very therapeutic.
Yeah, like it mentions here, just the main thing is that connection to it and grounding to it. And it's like it says, envision Earth's energy rising up through the cord, filling you with stability and balance,
mm-hmm.
you know. So those are ways to do it. To me, there's nothing like the real thing, like just really being out there, you know, and grounding in real life and then doing the meditations with this actually in state.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do whatever you got to do. That's fine. So now when incorporating these techniques, it says that grounding techniques can be practiced during breaks in nature or when you feel disconnected or overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Regular grounding helps maintain emotional balance and enhances overall well-being.
Yep.
Now, there are a couple of exercises, some other things that you can do. We're just going to kind of like brush over them real quick. One, as we have mentioned before, journaling.
Yep.
You know, that's a good practice to get into. We'll just kind of go over it real quick. It says that journaling helps process emotions, reflect on experiences, and gain insights into your spiritual journey. It provides a space for self-expression and clarity. Journaling is a really good practice, guys. Dream journaling is also really good as well.
Mm-hmm. If you remember your dreams.
Yeah. Got to get into the habit and practice of remembering them.
Mm-hmm.
You will. Gratitude practice. The attitude of gratitude. A lot of people don't think about that.
Everything,
you know?
Starts with gratitude.
Gratitude can be in there with those virtues, you know, love.
I am gratitude.
I am gratitude, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and have that gratitude for others and for all. Yeah.
Yes.
Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus towards positivity and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It fosters a sense of connection and appreciation for life's blessings, you know. Every day you can reflect on things to be grateful for. You know, write them down or just look around and just practice that and be mindful of that gratefulness and that gratitude. Put it into practice. It's a really good,
yeah.
It'll get that vibration up, you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's one of my favorites. I know Daphne's as well. Nature immersion.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time in nature reconnects us with the natural world and enhances our sense of oneness.
Yes.
Nature immersion provides opportunities for relaxation, reflection, and renewal.
Yes, most definitely. I can tell you this, coming from the church and religion, when I was in the church, no matter where I was at, you know, I would be in thought, in meditation, in prayer about different things, but I never felt as connected and close to God as I did when I was out in nature.
Oh, yeah.
Now, looking back through things, it's like, because I realized that that's where we belong. My spirit, my soul was letting me know, hey, this is where you're one, where you really can connect mm-hmm. with and be one with
the
divine. Yeah, the all that is.
Because it is nature.
Exactly.
God is nature.
Yes.
Nature is God.
Yes.
You know, we've covered that in previous episodes, that Egyptian word, natsir.
Yeah, NTR.
Yeah. It actually means nature as we know it, and yeah. also God. So it's the same thing. You know?
Exactly, yeah.
The external God or out there God came in, you know, years later. That's something totally different. But, you know, just keep in mind, guys, anything nature you can do, like walking, hiking, just sitting out in nature, grounding, meditating,
sitting on
thinking.
Your front porch listening to the birds.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything in nature, guys. Like it says here, allow yourself to fully experience the calming and rejuvenating effects, because it does. I'm at, like Daphne said, every day, I like to sit out, listen to the birds religiously, faithfully, whatever the word is, like every morning, every evening, but for that purpose. You know?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You know, the normal routine is, you know, we get home, take off work, we get in, we take our shoes off, we go sit on the porch. We go sit under the tree outside. We have chairs in both areas just to connect.
Just for that, yeah.
Yes, with Mother. And, you know, for me, that just, and for us, that really just balances out the negative energies we've picked up, for me, throughout the day. The
day.
And yeah. like with you, you're
Must
in here. You're
electronic, yeah.
Exactly. You got that magnet.
Electromagnetic.
Electromagnetic.
energies.
Energies that you have to discharge.
Yeah.
And that's us getting out there in nature, sitting on the porch. If we can't,
daily.
If it's raining, we can't go out. We sit on the porch. We listen. We connect that way. So it's, we have to daily let go of the negative and put back in the positives.
Yeah. You got to stay grounded, guys, some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, and the more you do it, it becomes just natural. It's what you do every day. You don't even think about it.
My shoes go off. We're outside.
Yeah. So now, is this going to be without any challenges? Of course not.
Ooh,
I mean,
no.
We always talk about that, but let's consider some. One is going to be overcoming resistance. Now,
yep.
When you're integrating spiritual practices into daily life, it can be challenging, especially when faced with resistance or distractions. Now, approach these challenges with patience and persistence. That's the key. And adjust your practices as needed to fit your circumstances.
Yep.
The next one is, the key is finding balance. That's a hard thing for a lot of people to find. Balance is essential in maintaining a consistent practice without feeling overwhelmed. Set realistic goals and establish a routine that works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid overloading yourself with too many practices at once and focus on gradually incorporating them into your life.
Right. This is one thing that I'm so bad about doing. I've got so many different books that I read at one time. I'm just trying to take too much in at one time. Focus on one thing at a time.
You've got to.
Get that in and
move
into
on.
Practice. Yeah. And then go to the next.
Absolutely.
So
very
it's
good.
Finding that balance.
Yeah. That's the key. You know, everything in moderation and balance. Now, what kind of effect is this going to have when you start putting these practices into play? Well, there's a couple of things to consider. Personal growth and transformation, which is our goal.
Right.
Engaging in daily spiritual practice, like we went over today, it fosters personal growth and transformation. These practices help cultivate a deeper understanding of yourself, enhance your connection to universal consciousness, and promote overall well-being. And finally, the enhancing spiritual connection. Now, when practical spiritual practices support your journey towards universal divine oneness by creating a strong foundation for spiritual connection. Through meditation, breath work, grounding, and other exercises, you develop a heightened sense of awareness and alignment with your higher self.
That's what it's about. That spiritual growth. Yes, I love it. And connection.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So there you go, guys. Just keep in mind, like it says right here, meditation, breath work, grounding, and other exercises. Okay, so keep that in mind with this process, like we mentioned earlier, that meditation process, okay, with that meditation process, it's a good time to incorporate breath work and your affirmations and mantras.
Yep.
Okay. Also, we learned that to incorporate grounding as much as possible as well.
Yes.
So, well, perfect, perfect. Let's look at the conclusion here real quick. Daphne, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. It says that practical spiritual practices are essential tools.
Yes.
And the journey towards universal divine oneness. By incorporating meditation, breath work, grounding techniques, and other exercises into your daily routine, okay, let me repeat, your daily routine, you enhance your connection to the divine and foster personal growth. Embrace these practices with dedication and openness, and allow them to guide you towards a deeper sense of unity and fulfillment. Remember that the path to oneness is a continuous journey, and each practice contributes to the broader tapestry of your spiritual evolution.
Yes, it's about growing and evolving. Yes, oh my gosh, I love this.
Yeah.
I love putting these things into practice.
Well, yeah, and I've got that structured type of mindset. It's just my mind, you know, a lot of people have that, but I work better if I can have like a path or method or steps or a structure or something. And that's what I like about this book. I love it because it breaks down elements that
the
we
process,
need to start focusing on. Yeah. And we're going to actually get even way deeper than this the further we go, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I love this, because it really makes you really reflect deep within.
Yes.
And let go of those negative things and reconnect with nature, with everything, everyone, just that reconnection.
Mother.
And it helps you to express love and gratitude on a deeper level.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So put all these things into practice, guys. And when it's all done and over with, I've got a chart that we've been working on. We'll add that to the site as well, so
yes,
people can look at it. Yeah. But once you see the process, it's easy. It's really, really
beautiful.
Great. Yeah. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Won't you guys go to the website, nde.world, for more information. And check out, man, we've got so many different episodes and topics of discussion. And if anybody out there has a story to share, man, we'd love to hear your story. There's ways to contact us on the website. We've got the bookstore. We've got videos. We've got, Facebook groups to join, and the actual podcast episodes on Facebook as well. We have that,
right,
you know, that as well. So, yeah, don't forget to go to the website, nde.world, for more information. Again, that is
nde.world.
Thank you so much, guys. We love you all so much, and may peace be with you all. Until next time.
Y'all let your light shine.
Hello, you beautiful souls. Don't forget to visit the website, nde.world. That is
nde.world.